Have you ever experienced something so amazing or seen something so beautiful you struggled to put it into words? After visiting a GCI youth camp in Montana, my wife and I took a scenic drive on the Road to the Sun Highway through the heart of Glacier National Park. It was stunning. I'll never forget one moment as we stood overlooking a valley surrounded by majestic mountains. The grandeur was overwhelming. I turned to my wife and I saw that she had tears rolling down her cheeks. We both agreed that views were more than our eyes could take in. I've shown hundreds of pictures, described the experience many times, but my photos and descriptions don't move anybody to tears. I finally have to say, well, I guess you had to be there. Have you ever used that expression? No matter how well you articulate yourself, mere words will never enable someone to enter your experience or see what you saw. All you can say is, you had to be there. It's akin to what Jesus tells his disciples in John 16:12. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. In other words, I could try to tell you, but you wouldn't get it anyway. The disciples were not in a place to receive all that Jesus had to share with them. So Jesus tells them, when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak on His own, but will speak whatever He hears, and He will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify Me because He will take what is Mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is Mine. For this reason, I said that He will take what is Mine and declare it to you. Did you notice how the Father, Son, and Spirit are all involved in what Jesus wants to share with His disciples? The truth the Spirit leads us into is the eternal truth of who God is as the triune God of love. This is not a truth mere words can convey, but Jesus doesn't shrug His shoulders and say, "You had to be there." He sends His Spirit who leads us there. Though in many ways our future with God is surrounded by mystery, God as Father, Son, and Spirit is not a cold mathematical 3-in-1 conundrum beyond knowing. God is an extravagant relationship of love who is known in face-to-face communion. Instead of missing out on this immeasurable experience on account of not being there, the Father sends His Son, who sends His Spirit, to bring us into their very life and eternal and boundless fellowship. Now that's good news. I'm Anthony Mullins, speaking of life.
Thanks for watching GCI Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it and were inspired.
We'd love to connect with you, so be sure to like us on Facebook.
You can also check out more on our website and subscribe to our newsletter for the most current GCI news.
Thanks again for watching, and we'll see you in the next video.